Hey, Grey's Anatomy fans, we are back to talk episode 2 and Alex's felony charge, Maggie's awkward denial, and so many other things, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? We're back.
Yes,
episode 2.
Oh, yes. Episode 2. Here we go.
I'm getting excited for this season, Shannon.
I'm really feeling it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, tell everyone where they can find you on social media so they can see how much you're feeling it.
Yeah, so you can find me at Shannon Bobo on Twitter and pretty much everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, I'm everywhere all the time.
Good.
I post a lot.
Good, yeah. Follow along. And you can follow my posts on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover. So yeah, lots of stuff to talk about today.
Yes, definitely.
You were telling me not as juicy of an episode as you were hoping.
I was ready for like more dramatic courtroom scenes, but the preview from last week showed us the extent of the stuff that happened in the courtroom today. I was like, wait, I feel kind of gypped a little bit, you know?
I know what you mean. Yeah, we saw DeLuca kind of yelling and whatever in the courtroom, so that's stuff to look forward to, I guess.
Yeah, I was looking forward to like a lifetime. Oh, you okay?
Yeah.
I'm okay, good. She's good.
Just FYI. I have an itch and it's killing me and I'm just punching shit.
And she's so upset about the show. She's like throwing everything around already. But I thought DeLuca was going to have his lifetime TV dramatic, I know you did it to me moment. And I was just expecting a little bit more, but you know, it's okay. It's okay. I get it.
Well, I mean,
stuff happened though.
We're going to have a big trial now because Alex, obviously today's big topic is that he's charged with a felony.
Felony
assault in the second degree. And we'll get into that more in a little bit. We'll talk about all the lighter things that happened in the episode, and then we'll really dive deep into that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, pretty crazy. They were thinking it was going to be a misdemeanor going in, but I mean, that would have been too easy for the season. Mm-hmm. So,
not a misdemeanor. He whooped his butt like he stole something. Like he, you know, it was Rodney King type, you know, it was pretty brutal. It wasn't, there's no misdemeanor about that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And thank you guys for commenting along on YouTube.
Yes.
We had so many comments and I loved commenting with you guys and we were reading all of them and, you know, really appreciate all of the opinions and everything.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Good combo. Okay, so I just wanted to bring up Richard Weber to start.
Cute.
His funny little scene with him and Chief. Mm-hmm. And he was saying he was going to be like Hercules Mulligan, a war hero that nobody ever saw coming and never saw him leave. And he just plays such a like random funny part sometimes, you know, where he all of a sudden would start disappearing. And then, of course, we find out that he hears nothing of importance the entire day.
Exactly. She was like, I know everything that's going on. He reminded me of a Pokemon Go character, Abra, because it's one that's just like he just kind of sleep at the job, which is like I don't know. Every time I try to catch one, I always do. Okay, she doesn't play Pokemon Go.
I mean, I've seen how it works, but yeah, I don't know the names.
Exactly. Okay, got it. But it's just like more of someone who's like more of a Buddha monk type. You know, he reminds me of like a just someone who's, you know, just so in tune with like what's happening. I don't know. That's what.
Well, and these are just, you know, Weber and Bailey. They're just all of these old OG characters. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to still see them around being, you know, different every day or having those little banters back and forth.
It's adorable. And it lightens everything up.
Right.
I mean, because there's so much, like, so many emotional things happening. And to have those light characters are very, very important, you know?
Yeah, you need them because most of the time, I would say about 90% of the episodes, I end up crying.
Aww.
I mean, I cry. I might just cry at a lot of things, but I always cry when I watch Grey's Anatomy.
I don't think I cried for... Oh, when Shep died. I did. I lost my mess.
I bawled my eyes
out. Yeah, that
it was
just like too much.
I knew him.
Mm-hmm. I haven't cried that hard since my mother had this movie called Beaches that I used to watch all the time with Barbara Hershey and Bette Midler. That's the only movie I ever cried to, and I know exactly when I'm going to cry. I watched that movie to cry, so not too much can make me cry, but when Shepard died, I was like, okay, it's okay, I'm going to, you know.
That's a good point. You have that song you listen to when you're like going through a heartbreak or whatever, a movie you watch when you want to cry. No, this show is totally the show that makes me cry.
Okay.
Because sometimes it's so happy.
It is very sweet and lighthearted. I mean, Kepner, she's just adorable.
Well, okay, so
she's adorkable.
Yes, let's talk about her a little bit. We see her more with Harriet. Mm-hmm. And Harriet gets approved to go home. She's a fat little baby.
She's so cute. So she's cute, a fat baby. I want to eat her. I always want to eat cute little babies. Don't arrest me for Santa, but that is a cute little baby.
Yeah, she's adorable. She is. But Kepner can't go home yet because her wound has opened up again. And I feel so bad for her because she's having that mother baby separation anxiety already. And she doesn't want to accept the help from
Jackson,
who, God, I'm like, just accept the help. He's so hot and you're meant to be together and you've created this gorgeous little baby and just...
It's just, like, I identify with her in that way. You want to be a strong, independent woman, especially after you feel like you've been knocked down a few times. Mm-hmm. You want to show that you can do it on your own. You can have a career. You can have a baby. You can have... I think a lot of... I love how the show speaks to women at large, like our society, like all the things, all the hangups that we go through, like showing that I'm a single mother. I'm a strong, independent woman. Right. I figure, I almost feel like that's going to be her next statement. I am a strong, independent Black woman. I can handle this. That's what I think Kepner's going to end up saying at some point.
Well, she can't. That's the energy that she's hilarious. Putting
out. I hope she does, because it'll be so funny.
That would be amazing.
I watch Oprah and Shonda Rhimes run this, so I can say it. She put it up and she wrote it. I can say it. Well, she didn't write the episode, but you know.
But she does keep saying she's a single mother, which I guess technically
they're not together.
The right title, but there is a father that's going to be around helping. So to me, in my eyes, she's not a single mother. Because it's not like she doesn't have any help.
She's a single mother by choice. Right. She doesn't have a man.
Right.
But she's not a single mom.
Right.
There's a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, if he was out of the picture, that means single mom.
Right.
But she's just, like, hyphenated single mom.
Right.
Like, get it together, Kepner.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope they get back together because, I like I said last time, I really like them. Some of you had commented that you don't want them to get back together.
No, I don't want them to get back together. No.
Why
I want them
not?
To get back together with Stephanie. I really want that.
Are you kidding? That's
yes,
not going to
happen.
Yes, I'm
old, but I still, I don't know. She was really loving him, and I think she needs some because she's so, like, wound up. She needs a man, and Jackson was, you know.
That's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. I know. We will never, ever be together like Taylor Swift. Ever. Ever.
Well, I don't think she'd even want it now. I mean, he's coming with a lot of baggage now.
Yeah, that is a lot of baggage. Babies. Drama. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so yeah, Kepner's funny. Singing her songs to the baby was cute, putting the baby to sleep.
So
she had
so
that
cute.
Little bonding moment still. She's not totally going to forget about her or
and those,
about
the
her
words
smell.
To the song was for her. Gotta have faith. That's her. She needs faith. The baby's good. The babies come with their own lows. They're like, I'm good. Babies are always good no matter what.
Yeah.
They don't want for anything. So I'm like, the baby's good. You're not though, Kepner.
Yeah. And somebody else that's totally not good this episode is Maggie.
And
our fans
Maggie.
Were not enjoying Maggie.
Miss Thirsty.
At all. They were really going in saying she was annoying.
She's whiny, annoying, thirsty. She's me, but on TV. I'm just kidding.
She you did is a little, say that you identify I get a little thirsty. With her the best.
Yeah, I did. I did say I identify with her the best because she's a little thirsty. She's me who I used to be, like very thirsty. I'm like, catch a hint, girl. He's not interested in you. It's not going to happen. Like, read between the lines.
That is the one thing with girls. It's like, guys, when they're interested, it's very obvious. I never went through that phase. I think I get it pretty quickly that you're not into me. And maybe it's just because I'm, like, maybe a little shyer in that department to where I wouldn't go ask somebody out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't know. It's like, if they're interested, they're going to ask you out. I promise you.
I honestly believe that men are plain and simple.
Yeah.
If they're interested. You see how he's coming after Gray? He's very overt. He's very honest. He's, like, very clear.
I mean, they had sex in the parking lot, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah. He's very interested. Very, very interested.
Well, and how funny was it that her dreams were him taking her in the parking lot? It's like, oh, boy. Once she finds
so
out
connected.
That that's how it happened.
It's the sibling stuff. It's like that connection. She's like, we're all connected. Literally.
Yeah.
That wasn't my orgasm. That wasn't your orgasm, Maggie. That was my orgasm you dreamt
right.
of. Sorry.
You're just feeling it in your head. Sorry.
Just feeling it because we're connected by blood.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's having a tough time. They have to go to this housewarming party that Dr. Shepherd and Dr. Hunt are putting on. This is the first time we see them now as a married couple. Do you like them as a couple? Were you like a fan of them getting married?
No, you know, not really, but I'm happy for them. Don't get me wrong. By the way, check out that garden. I was like, I want the garden. I couldn't. The nice, I was like, I don't care what they're saying. Pit. Yeah, the fire pit. And I was like, I'm into this right now. I was like, I want to be there. And it's very cozy and very sweet. Yeah. Totally get them. She's softened up a lot. Amelia, she's softened up tremendously. And I think it's because it's like she's just, all the jitters and everything seems to be dispelled, and she just genuinely wants her husband
right.
to get along with his childhood friend and, like, really, you know, mm-hmm. or however long they've known each other.
Does it come to a point where she pushes too much? What
do
you
think? I think so. I think she's being a role of the naggy wife. Like, just, you know, I feel like she's the type of woman that always needs to be doing something. You know what I mean? Like, always has to have her nose into something, mm-hmm. always digging. Like, it's never, it's, you know, she always needs something to be upset about or, like, something to fix or something, you
well,
know.
I think that's the key, and especially going through, and she even said you married a 12-stepper. So, she's like, you know, with her drug rehab, 12-step mm-hmm. program. She, because she's always had to fix that big thing or something in her life, feels like everybody should have to fix the stuff that's bad in their lives.
That's the worst. It's like, oh, really? That's your stuff. Don't put it on me. Are you projecting?
Yeah.
So maybe she's projecting yes. again.
For
maybe.
Sure. It doesn't seem, though, that it bothers him too much. They talk it out and understand each other. So they're still good now.
Yeah, it's the beginning stages of a marriage. You're still in honeymoon.
And everyone was predicting that wasn't going to last long.
The relationship together? Yeah, I kind of felt that. Honestly, I didn't think they were going to make it down the aisle. Like, mm-hmm. I was pretty convinced that it wasn't going to happen last season. But here we are. They're married with a dope garden. I was like, oh, my God, I love their... I know I keep going back to that. I'm like, can we go back to the house?
Screw the show. I want the garden.
I want the garden. I'm into gardens. I can't help it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
Yeah,
fun fact.
You. Just FYI.
For the group. Yeah. Guys, don't forget that you can comment along on Twitter and ask us questions if you are watching live.
Yes.
We would love to talk to you. So let's get into Alex, since this is really the big
Alex.
Reason.
Oh, this is the big reveal.
That, you know, that this season is going to revolve around. So Alex is charged with assault, felony assault in the second degree, mm-hmm. And now has to go to trial. Mm-hmm. Let's just start out with what you think is going to happen next.
Well, I sense that he's taking responsibility to a certain extent, but he's still a hothead. I didn't like the way he spoke to Bailey. I didn't. Are we finished? The way he said that, I was like, really? You need to slow down. You need to take that down like to 4.
But did your mind change with how he spoke to her then at the last scene of those two together after everything happened?
Yes, with... because his tail is between his legs now.
Yeah.
He got checked. He wasn't paying attention to Weber. No, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't paying attention when he said, hey, something's going on with this kid. We got to do something.
With Bailey's husband.
Yeah, with Bailey's husband.
Yeah.
He was just completely just out of his Warren. There we go.
Yeah.
He was just completely out of his mind, mm-hmm. you know, like, just not present, not in the present moment, because his head is clouded. He needs to take a minute. He needs to take a break and not do anything for now.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Well, they're going to put him in the clinic, which... Okay. You know, it's such a step down for him, and why Meredith was like, are you kidding? Because the cases obviously are not big cases, because once they're passed over, if it is something big, you know, all of the doctors will take care of it. But mm-hmm. he doesn't, like you said, have a present state of mind to be doing any kind of big surgery.
He's to put some bandages and sew a couple of kids up. He's good.
We have a total, like half and half of our fans think he should absolutely... go to jail, be charged with a felony, and the other said no, he should be forgiven or should be charged with something less. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What's your opinion?
I believe he should be forgiven and charged with something. He needs to feel the pain of not doing that again and really getting help. He needs to be sentenced to counseling, maybe like some sort of outpatient, maybe I don't know, maybe even spend 100 days under house arrest. Something to show that he needs to be punished. I mean, he's a surgeon, mm-hmm. for Pete's sake. He needs to really get his act together. So I believe in forgiveness no matter what. DeLuca was kind of untarnished before any of this happened.
Right.
You know, and DeLuca needs to learn how to forgive him. I know this episode was too soon for him to forgive him after everything that happened. He definitely needs to find forgiveness in his heart to let it go so he can, continue to do on. But he kind of needed something to happen. I hate to say that sometimes people need to have like a little something happen in order to give them like street cred.
I think
DeLuca kind of needed a little, like a little something hard to happen to him. That's his equivalent of getting shot in his butt. Like rappers sometimes have to get shot in their butt so they can get hard. That's what DeLuca's was. Like he, you know, he got beaten down like he was stolen. Yeah, I'm sorry. he got beaten like he stole something. And, you know, now he grew, you know, he grew a pair as a result.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't obviously the first time Alex has been in trouble. And mm-hmm. like Bailey said, I thought this person was behind you. I thought this person was, you know, gone. And I agreed with her because mm-hmm. we haven't seen the side of him in forever. For the last however many, you know, seasons, mm-hmm. it's been him trying to make his pediatric career so much better. And he, it's hard for me to decide what I want to happen to him because okay. I see him with Zach, the little patient that we saw today. And so they're sweet. Saying about how no matter how bad it is or how scary it is, there's nothing as bad as broccoli.
And he should say, there's nothing worse than me. That's what he should say instead of broccoli. You like, are the broccoli, Alex.
That kind of connection that he has with his patients makes true. Me, it does, it gives me some sympathy for him. And I know, I still think he's going to, should be charged with something. Mm-hmm. I don't think it should be a felony.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. He is definitely Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Definitely.
Yeah.
He's just how opposite he is. Like, just, you know, but I understand people having their moments. He had his moment, and it was pretty hard, though.
Well, and
I mean,
like
DeLuca is pretty messed up.
Yeah. I kind of thought they had maybe a little tiny moment when he was talking to Zach right before they took him in for his surgery because mm-hmm. of his appendicitis and his kidney, where he was watching him interact with the child and seemed a little less scared of him than before, because before they couldn't stand in the mm-hmm. same place. I mean, he was
get
like, so
here.
Yeah, exactly. But that could just be me reading into it.
Yeah, well, I think every single action, every single camera shot, every single word that's written and spoken during the show has a meaning. So you didn't read into it. I don't think you're reading in too deep. That's kind of like us kind of lightening the feeling of him up a little bit, like Dr. Alex, like just lightening up the feeling tone of his behavior. Like,
yeah.
Remember, he's not that bad of a guy. He actually is a really good surgeon, and he loves children, and he saved a lot of lives. So let's look at that side, including the life that he tried to take. He kind of saved DeLuca too. He's like, I killed you, but I almost, you know, he almost killed him. He could have killed him.
Right. And it is something to say about how all of his coworkers do ask him how he's doing and mm-hmm. don't necessarily want to throw him under the bus right away or totally count him out. Like, they all still kind of care and didn't necessarily judge him right away. A few did, but if you mm-hmm. notice, they didn't really ask many questions or, you know, reprimand him in any way.
It's a weird... Grey's Anatomy staff is definitely... a weird dysfunctional family.
Yeah.
Like all the things that forever. You're right.
Yeah.
All the things that's happened. So it's like if two brothers got into a fight, you're gonna still love them both and just like, oh, I don't know. Like, I love you both. It's hard to take a side.
Right, like, you really screwed up, but I love you.
Amelia took a side and she just basically said that she was on Wilson's side. She's like, I get it. Come to dinner. You know, and I was really nervous about that dinner at first, but it ended up being lighter than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a problem.
I mean, that was the first time we saw them talk, and she, you know, brought up some points that we haven't even thought about now because you're so shocked with this fight and how much he hurt DeLuca and everything. But he did. He called her trash, and she said, you just called me that so easily. It's like slicing a cake. Like, it just
it was just so easy. Man, just the power of his words and the power of his ability to either save a life or take a life. Mm-hmm. Like, he could use his power in one way. He has that angel and that devil, like, always on him. And he just chose to let his darkness get the better of him that day. I do feel that he is remorseful. I sense that for sure.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, you know, except for he got a little snippy with Bailey in the beginning. I didn't like that. But then towards the end, his tail was between his legs because he's like, I'm out of my mind. I know I need to slow down.
Right.
So I think getting help and needs to be charged with something. He needs to feel the burn. He needs to feel the burn of this a little bit.
He will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can go through that whole trial and him not get something.
Yeah, he's going to get a little something. But it turned out to be a lot lighter than I expected.
Yeah.
This whole episode. I was like, wait, I was expecting so much drama.
So what about Dr. Gray and DeLuca in the elevator. So we see Meredith and him in the elevator.
She knows she needed to slow her roll. I don't think she meant it the way it
came
out.
Did you take it as a threat?
Yes, I did take it as a threat. I was like, wow. I don't think there's a way to say it that it wouldn't be threatening. Mm-hmm. She is the boss.
Right.
You know, and he is not a boss. They're attendees. He's not an attendee. Right. You know?
For me, it was more like she was trying to help Alex in a way, being like, you know, if you're out of the, if you're in the courtroom, you're just not going to be able to do surgery as much. Not necessarily like, I'm not going to let you do surgeries if, you know, you don't end this.
That was none of her business. That was not that her place to say right. anything.
Yeah.
So she took her power. It was, no, it's one of those things. It's one of those office type of etiquettes. You can't say certain things to people. Mm-hmm. You have to be very mindful of what you say and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I took it exactly the way I think DeLuca, are you threatening me? Yeah, you kind of are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. And mm-hmm. even Bailey heard about it.
Yeah. Like, did you threaten right away? Because DeLuca's not afraid to stand up for himself right now. He's just like, listen, this is happening. I'm surprised that he's still there. He wants to keep his job at Grey's Anatomy. He's an owl. I was like, oh, every time I get so deep in a story, I'm like, oh, wait, they're also working Hollywood actors. So. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like we kind of want him to stay on.
Right.
And I like the way everything's clearing up, so he's still fine.
Oh, yeah,
I was
yeah,
worried
he's so
about
hot.
That for me.
Yeah,
he's still
hot. Totally fine. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was a weird moment for me because I don't like him mean.
You don't? Girl, sorry. You got a street cred now.
I know, like, I'm into badasses. Mm-hmm. It's not that. There's just something about him that's like, he's not supposed to be mean. Yeah, he was so unbelievably nice that now when he's mean, it's like, you're not actually mean.
Right.
You're just faking it.
Yeah.
Just
well,
stop
he's
it.
Hurt.
Stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
That's true. Like, stop being mean.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, he's a sweetheart. He's like a sweet, sweet soul. And all of a sudden he's protecting himself. He's in protection mode. Like,
yeah.
You need to pay for what you've done here.
Right.
So.
Yeah, this is where some of this stuff, though, you're like, okay, this is totally TV. Because if that happened, neither of them would be in the hospital right now. I mean, that's so ridiculous, especially because he was arrested. He would be suspended immediately mm-hmm. from work. That kind of stuff, to me, is like, that's not realistic.
Yeah, but we're in make-believe land.
I know.
We're in Shondaland.
That's true.
And then Shondaland magic happens, including we just operate as a very dysfunctional family in the hospital. It's like, kumbaya in this piece.
Yeah.
You know, just make it, figure it out and everything.
Yeah.
I kind of want to talk more about this Maggie
Riggs
and Gray thing going
on. Yeah, we've got a love triangle that's now beginning. And we see,
sister.
Scenes from next week that's going to get really bad.
Yeah, it's going to get pretty bad for Maggie.
Yeah.
She is so thirsty.
Well, go ahead. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about just, first of all, she's so pretty to me this episode.
Her body's banging.
Her body,
she looked great in that dress.
Hit the gym, Pilates, I don't know what she did all summer. She looks so beautiful. Her hair is on point. I like this big poofy thing she got going on.
Yep.
She's adorable. She's wearing her hair naturally. It's so cute. Somebody even mentioned Maggie has an apple butt. I'm like, go ahead, Maggie. Maggie's working it right now. And you know, and she's smart. She's intelligent. And I've said this before, I identify with her mm-hmm. Because she's so, it's like, it reminds me of the things that women go through. We're so focused on our career and we're so busy with our career that we almost go after men with the same gusto that we've gone through with our career instead of playing a more, because you even mentioned like being a little bit more shy. Mm-hmm. Maggie's not. She's like, she's sweet, but she's not shy. You know what I mean?
But at
there's
the same
a sweetness
time,
about
she's
her.
She's like not necessarily confident about it because she's like, should I ask him out? No, I'm not going to ask him out. I'm not going to ask him out. Okay, I'll ask him out. All right, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
That's true. She was that way a little bit. Her confidence is just, she doesn't have a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Or at least not when it comes to
At least when it comes to Riggs. Exactly.
And then there's Meredith who likes to act like she's not going to be involved with him at all. But right when she finds out Maggie's going to go to the dinner to talk to Riggs, all of a sudden
she's
going
available
to the dinner.
Well, I kind of understand. She likes him.
Yeah.
And she's just trying to save face with her sister right now. And they just had a situation last week with Alex where she said, you didn't tell me. Maggie said, you didn't tell me, Gray or Meredith. And, mm-hmm. you know, so they already have some trust issues that dates back from when Maggie first entered the show. They still have the
But it's like, that then relationship. How has Meredith not learned yet?
You just, I feel like you, it's almost got to be a 1-2 punch. You just got to tell Maggie. She needs things spelled out to her. Men, we were talking about this earlier, men are very clear when they want, especially the men on Grey's Anatomy, they're very clear. If they want you, they will let you know. There will be no mistakes. There will be no questions. But when I feel like men outside of shows and outside of TV, same thing. If they're interested, they call, they text, they make time for you. They do that. I'm like, right. Maggie, get a clue. He's not that into you. You know, what was that book? He's just not that into you, Maggie.
Yeah.
Girl, get yourself together. Take your Apple butt somewhere and get another,
there's plenty of intern. Guys that would be interested.
Plenty of guys that would be into you, Maggie. So, yeah, that's all. And
Grey with any guy, they just have some kind of sexual chemistry. She's just a sexy woman.
She is sexy.
In general.
She is very sexy.
There's something about her. And I don't think that she would necessarily be like the girl that you would think guys would all like fawn over or whatever. But there's something so sexy about her where guys are just like instantly attracted.
Definitely.
She plays a good game.
She does play a very good game.
She plays a very good game. And she knows how to speak to them and like flirt with them in not necessarily just like a flirt, you know, it's not like a flirty way. It's more of like a teasing way.
I agree. She's very, very sexy. And I can't help but wonder every time I see the show, where them kids at? That's where my brain goes. I'm like, where are the
kids? I think about that all the time.
I'm like, wait, she all up in everybody's business, girls. Your kid in school right now. And you're at this dinner party. Who's at home with the babies? Is there a nanny in a picture? Hello, I'm available.
Again.
I'm available, Grey's Anatomy. I can play nanny. Dude, I can't probably play the doctor because I don't know enough lingo. I'm not going to hire that.
They do either.
Nah.
They study a lot.
That's true. They all make it up.
I think about that too. But again, like we said, we're in imagination.
It's imagination. It's pretend
world. We have to assume she's making a shit ton of money. She has a nanny.
Yeah, Mary Poppins is over there hanging out with the kids. Yeah. They're good.
A giant bag of gifts. Yeah, so I don't know. That love triangle is going to blow up at some point, just like every other, love scandal in Grey's Anatomy has.
It has to, and everybody will end up on top. Hopefully Riggs on Grey.
Without his shirt on. Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. What else should we talk about? The little boy Zach, that was tough to watch.
Yeah.
Tough moment because you could see how scared he and his mom was.
Mm-hmm.
Especially thinking about losing that kidney that I'm sure they waited forever for. And because of a dumb mistake that we both knew was going to happen right when Alex freaked out. I even said to you, like, oh, he's going to miss something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
his head just wasn't there. It was very sad.
I'm glad that they were able to fix it, pull through. His kidney's okay.
All is well.
Yes. And I think it would have been much, maybe put Alex a little bit over the deep end if he did lose his kidney.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, but, all got revealed
in
terms of the fact that Krev isn't ready to be back. He shouldn't be operating right now. He has personal stuff. And again, he's charged with a felony. No one will still be able to work if they're charged with the felony.
Well, and if he is charged with the felony, he'll lose his license.
Pretty much.
He won't.
I don't think he will. He needs to be punished in some way, though.
We can't get rid of all the main characters.
Yeah.
Christina's gone. Patrick, Shepherd's gone. We can't get rid of all the good ones.
No, we can't.
I mean, it's gone on long enough. You got to keep some of the people we like, or else we're not going to keep watching.
Longevity.
Right? Do you think we'll see Wilma again? Tumor?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to. We have to finish that story up. The tumor.
The purpose for Wilson to hear about being strong and being pissed and making her brave because of that? Because that for sure stuck with her.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe it's something that she needed to hear in order to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. It was like an empowering moment for Joe. She's weak. She's pretty much a weak girl, but I feel like she's fine. I like the way she handled when she met with Alex. I thought it was going to be some sort of, weird thing, but I love the way she handled herself in that whole situation. I think she's going to end up on top, and she's back in her space, the space that they used to share.
With Stephanie.
Yeah, so she'll be fine. She'll be fine, I think.
Yeah.
So, And Wilson was a Wilma was a very good example of how to be, you know, like just dispel the energetic of not being strong. And I don't know. I thought it was a good analogy.
Yeah, for sure. Let's get into some predictions of what we think is going to happen next week, or what we would like to happen next week. Since we've already gone over some things, you can even say what you want to happen next week.
Okay. All right. I got to say, I definitely would love to have happen. Gray needs a man. Maggie needs to let it go. Riggs and Gray hook up. Okay. Done. Get over it, Maggie. Bye. Girl, bye.
Does Maggie find out next episode, or does that go on a couple episodes?
She's going to know next week, and she's just going to have to get over it.
Okay.
That's my prediction in terms of that.
What about with Alex?
Alex, you know, again, we did kind of skate over that a little bit. Alex is going to get some sort of punishment for what he happened. I think I don't think anyone's going to punish him more than because he's feeling it right now. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to lose his license. He'll be fine. That's my prediction. And DeLuca, they will figure out a way to work together. I don't know. They're going to have to if they're going to stay at the same. It's so weird that someone's charged with a felony and there's no, like...
Restraining order.
Yeah, there was a restraining... I would be like, I need a restraining order.
There would absolutely be one put on, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's another big, one of dysfunctional those. Family.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm going to stick with those two predictions for sure. Oh, okay. I got to say one last thing about the Kepner and Jackson. I think they're going to end up moving in together. Mm-hmm. She's going to surrender. It's going to be a very sweet surrender with lots of boundaries. I don't want them to get back together, but I think for the sake of the baby, at least for the first few months, as April is healing from, she had a traumatic surgery. I mean, that's a pretty big... I mean, on the kitchen table at Grace. I mean, that was very dramatic and traumatic. So she needs help. And I think Jackson is going to provide all the help that she needs. She's going to stay with him for a little while. She'll lighten up a little bit. She'll surrender a little bit, let go a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's my predictions about that.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think that she's going to move in too. And I think that the boundaries will be put up and eventually will be broken, I'm hoping. But we saw in scenes for next week that Arizona comes back.
Oh.
And I forgot that Arizona lives with DeLuca. And so you see Arizona talking to Karev about DeLuca and about how he screwed up, almost as if she's taking DeLuca's side, which really is killing Karev because those two were close, like really close because of all of the pediatric stuff. So I think that's going to blow up out of nowhere since she comes back. So I'll be interested to see, you know, see
what happens there. Yeah, that's very interesting. I can't wait to see that.
Next week is going to be, I think, more dramatic.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Dum, dum, dum. Yes. We can always count on the engineers to come in when
we need
them.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome.
Guys, don't forget to subscribe on YouTube to AfterBuzz. There's plenty of other after shows besides Grey's Anatomy that you can watch for all of your favorite shows. And keep commenting along with us on YouTube so that we can talk to you guys about all of your opinions and predictions and all that good stuff. And Shannon, where can they find you on social media?
Shannon Bobo, everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Shannon Bobo. She's everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover. So we will see you next week. Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.